The descendants of Noah were instructed by God to leave the site where the ark had landed to travel and to fill the earth. Instead, they traveled eastward until reaching the plains in modern-day Iraq between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. There they decided to build a large city with a tower in defiance of God's desire that they go and care for all the earth. The ruins of the city, later called Babylon, are still evident in the desert. God had other plans. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." Just a century earlier, in response to rampant sin, God had destroyed all but eight people by causing a worldwide flood. Later, he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone for their great sins. Yet, in love and mercy, God determined not to destroy those who rejected him, but to cause circumstances so that his will would be done. Our Lord showed the same compassion 3 millennia later when he sent his Son to bear the sins of the world rather than destroying all who opposed him. He does not desire the death of the wicked, but that they repent of their sinful ways and return to him. May our Lord grant us the grace to see his love, to receive his mercy, and to set aside our selfish desires to do his will. Amen.